Wow. What happened to you, man? There you go. There you go.
Life is like a
that, yeah, that's there, you know, there's only so much. I don't know why. There we go. I'm gonna have that in the background. But yeah, so I have a song that I'm gonna debut. It's a romantic song. It's a romantic love ballad. And if you want to call in at 646-787-1540. We would love to hear from you. I would also, one thing is required is that you do a Billy Bob Thornton impression. Preferably from Sling Blade. I've been doing a lot of music lately. I still am wanting to film a video, to film my video movie short that I'm working on about my testimony, about my life, about dealing with the deaths of my parents. And so I'm working on that, but I've been writing a song, and I've been writing some songs, and been performing some comedy, doing some wackity smackity, been watching some sports. The Chiefs have been awful. And Dave's a Cubs fan, so we didn't really have a good sports week, but I know that the Haha Men seem to have a pretty good week performance-wise, and so I can't wait to hear from Matt, from Dave about that. But I know I performed at the Bottleneck on Monday night, and I did a set, and I did it, and the college kids loved it. You know, it was cool because it wasn't my best set in the world. It wasn't the greatest technical set that I've ever done, but it was good, and the people liked it. And so I got a really good reaction, a better reaction than I thought I was going to get. And yeah, so it was just a really cool experience, and I don't know, I got compared to Stephen Lynch, who it's really weird because he's a highly offensive, yet pretty funny comedian, and I'm not. I'm kind of the middle of the road guy who just, you know, doesn't like to go to certain places, and so it was I wouldn't go there, but I we have kind of the same kind of performance style, so I got that from that. But yeah, it was an awesome experience. It was great that I was able to do that. I love to keep doing that more. Hopefully tomorrow I'm going to be performing at the Colony KC here in Kansas City, Missouri, and I'll be updating that. But please support me on Facebook in real life. Because this is something that I'm really just starting to do. I really do not know how to market myself. I'm the worst marketer ever. I don't know. I don't know what is happening there. I don't know how to do that. And it's just kind of something that I need to work on, because I'm just horrible at marketing. You know, like, I don't really think I'm that good, or that it's cool to like my stuff, that people won't like it, but you don't know until you show it. And that's just something that I've always felt really weird about, because I have this like spirit of, and I think a lot of artists do, this spirit of rejection, the spirit of, well, you know, especially with me. That it's like, oh, it's just not cool to like my stuff. It's just not cool because that's the vibe that I got. And I it's very difficult for me to not feel that way. But I also don't think that that's really all that like healthy. But it's also something that I've been battling, because you know, I know with certain things and certain things in my life that I really try to not take too personal. But when I when I feel like certain people are like my family, you know, when I go to visit my brother and sister-in-law, and they, you know, always talk about this guy, and his name is, I'm not going to give, because I don't want to promote his stuff, but they always talk about this other guy who does comedy, and like, oh, isn't this guy hilarious? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's kind of generic stuff, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, stealing from Babylon Bee, but yeah, and I mean, I say that, but I stole from Sesame Street. I don't know. I have this like spirit of rejection that I've always had to get rid of, and that I've always had to kind of deal with in a way. And especially like when I do my songs, and just get a great reaction from people whenever I do them. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, like this is probably what I kind of should be doing, and I should be pursuing this more. And I think that's one way God speaks through us, is through other people and the affirmation through other people. But yeah, so it was just clearly affirmed again, with me. It was just really cool to have that, to do that and to be a part of that, this week. And I know that I just love doing it. I like, and creating like songs, it's pretty like, I spend a lot of effort doing that, more effort than I thought that I'm like, do other songwriters spend this much effort coming up with like material? Like, how do you guys come up with like enough material for an album? Because like, I'm struggling with like, okay, what, you know, I need something here, something peppy, you know, something at the end here. And you know, something that clicks, something that's funny. And it's difficult for me, because, you know, I don't know, I guess, Maybe it's just like, nah, I don't know. Maybe it's not as difficult as I think it is. I'm just thinking that I'm just impatient with it. But I saw this like documentary with Tom Petty on how he came up with, and it's an awesome clip on YouTube of how Tom Petty came up with the lyrics and to The Waiting, which is one of my favorite Tom Petty songs. And he just sat by his guitar, and he's like, you know, I'm just going to play it, man. You know, and that's a bad song, but I'm just going to play it, man. You know, the waiting is the hardest part. And then he's like, well, that's all I had for a while. And then, you know, I just sat by the guitar, and then everything else came to me after a few weeks. And I was like, after a few weeks, oh my gosh. I hear you, man. I hear you. And that's kind of how I felt with, especially with my I wanted to play in the NBA song, because I had that I had the riff, and it but I needed something like, the lyrics really weren't coming to me, but I kind of had to force my, like, one day, like, I just kind of finally came up with the ending of it. Like, it took it, you know, I'd come up with a part of it, and then I'd come up with a part of it, and nothing else was coming. Then I'd come up with another part of it. So it was a week, you know, a few weeks to kind of come up with that package of a song, that I actually really like. It's probably one of my favorite songs that I've written. My least favorite song that I wrote is called Oops, I Told Her I Loved Her. Because I think melodically it's just god awful. And I think but it's also, it's a lot of fun to perform, but just melodically, I don't live in an audience, but like, I don't know. I don't really like it. And it's just something that I've, wait, hold on. Breaking news. Justin Timberlake to headline Pepsi Super Bowl. Oh, sweet. Snap, snap. You know, I compared Ha Ha Min's Anna Yee. I feel weird about saying that, by the way. Anna Yee to Justin Timberlake. And that's going to be a good the last time that he headlined the Super Bowl, that Justin Timberlake headlined the Super Bowl, was with the old Janet Jackson thing. So let's see what else the wardrobe malfunction. So are they going to bring Kesha or Katy Perry out there to do that? The thing is, Justin Timberlake's too talented to resort to that kind of stuff. He actually has talent. So let's hope that he doesn't have to resort to just all this like big wear. Because, you know, if you got like Tom Petty didn't have to resort to any of that stuff. He had the tunes to back it up. And he didn't have to resort to this like performance art image thing. He just had this awesome music. And that's why a lot of people, he still, you know, a lot of people were, you know, devastated by his death. So hopefully Justin, JT, you know, I do like his stuff. I think that he's pretty good at what he does. And just an all around talented guy. So hopefully that he won't have to resort to the whole wardrobe malfunction to kind of cause a stir. That was like, what, 10 years? Was that 10 years ago? When was that? That was like, 2004. So that was like 13 years ago when he, you know, quote unquote, the wardrobe malfunction. Yeah, so he's got the talent. So I hope that he does really well with that. The best Super Bowl halftime show of all time, of course, I think was Prince. And I don't think it's really much of a discussion there because – you know, when it rains and you have a song called Purple Rain and you're singing Purple Rain in the rain, how awesome is that? And Prince is one of the most talented musicians of all time. So who was the worst? Was it Diana Ross? Is really bad. I don't really remember much about hers. I would say that one with like where they brought a bunch of people like Aerosmith and all those people. They have like Run DMC out there and Aerosmith and it's really bad. Who else? I don't know. Who was the worst? Like, I Beyonce, but Coldplay was pretty cool. I didn't like Beyonce stuff. Yeah, sue me. You know, call me whatever. But you know, I didn't like it because it was like, hey, I'm gonna make a political statement, and I didn't really get that. I didn't like that. I didn't think that it was really all that effective. Dave, where you at, buddy? Dave Ebert, come on in, come talk to me, Dave. Hopefully Dave will call in sometime soon, buddy. Sometime soon. I hope that people will looking at photos and like improv and my friends do a lot of I love doing improv. I kind of have fallen out of love with it because of just I don't know. I kind of don't have that big of a desire. I do. I guess it depends on who I'm doing it with. Like when I'm doing it with Dave, I like doing it. When I'm doing it with the Ha Ha Min, it was like a lot of fun to do it with. But like doing it like just with random people, like I don't. It's not exactly that fun for me, and I don't enjoy it. But you know, I. I've kind of fallen out of love with that. And maybe it's not like that I have fallen out of love with improv. It's that I don't like to do it with people who aren't my friends. I don't know. And it's like a catch-22 because, you know, eventually those people could become your friends. So, which is why I think I like to do it in a class first before I perform with the people. But yeah, I've just lost a lot of desire to perform here, improv here in Kansas City. One, because it's just, you know, the only people who go to see it pretty much are other improvisers. And it's a really dingy place too. I don't want to knock the people who do that, but oh my gosh, what is Cam Newton wearing? Cam Newton, is that Cam Newton looking at like that? Cam Newton, Chuck Pagano is going to get fired. But I've lost that desire to do that. And I think just mainly because it's, I want to like the people that I do it with. And instead of, instead of just kind of like going, who is this person? I remember I auditioned last year for this, the improv group, and I liked it. I thought it was funny. At first I killed it. I was awesome. And I got called back, and it was the same day, and I was exhausted. And not to make this an excuse, but it was really like long process there. And it was just something that I just knew that going into that, I probably wasn't going to make it. And I don't know why. I just had like a really bad, like, cause there was a lot of people there, and I knew like once, like, you know, I try to gauge it when I'm introducing myself and they ask you to say something about yourself, like, you know, and people were saying like stuff about like bad dates they had. And I knew when I said it and I nobody laughed, I thought, okay, this is going to be a tough crowd. This is going to be like a really tough crowd. And they're not really on my side with this. And so I was like, okay, I'm fighting an uphill battle. And then like, I ended up having to do a bunch of weird, stupid stuff that I didn't want to, particularly scenes that I particularly didn't want to be in. So, that's all that is. It's probably an excuse. I just wasn't, you know, on at that time. And I, you know, I didn't make it, but I was really down on myself after a while, because again, I have this like spirit of rejection, and I felt like, man, you know, I've been doing it long enough to where I should be better at this than what I am. And it just wasn't fun for me anymore. And I don't know what happened there. I remember I started to do it with the class again. I started to like go with the class again and to kind of, you know, go back to class. And, cause I was taking some classes at that time. And I had like a pretty good idea. Like, oh, this is great. But where's this going to end though? Like, let's say I become really, really good at this. Well, I mean, where's that going to take me? Like, whereas I think with this music that's not to say that I don't like to do it. I know I'm just kind of rambling here, but that's not to say that I don't like to do it, but I also really want to be mind of like, okay, is this a waste of my time here right now? And especially since around that time period, after that audition, I kind of was told that, you know, that people liked my musical comedy, and that's the favorite thing that I do. And it changed for me. And so that changed, like, for me, with this musical stuff, the sky is the limit. And it's a lot of fun for me to do, and I like what I do. With improv, not a lot of people really go out of the way to go to, like, improv shows. I don't go or go to especially here in Kansas City, there's not a huge market for that. And that's why I felt like, and even probably in Chicago, I think, you know, Dave's talking about how just like other artists perform. And that's kind of what they do. And other artists go and just watch, you know, it's a very artist performance. And, you know, I know my friend Ken Levinsky was talking about TJ, whatever his last name is. And he was talking about, like, you know, we, as us as improvisers, like, we think he's brilliant. He's awesome. And he's like, oh, I can't believe it. You know, he did this one thing and he got a laugh. And his wife was sitting there going, who had really no idea, like, of what, like, improv and the behind of what that is and the art about behind that. She was just, knows what she's watching on stage right now. She was like, I don't see the big deal about it. And I think that us is like, and that's to me, like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be a comedian's comedian. And I know Dave, TJ is like really successful at it. And I'm glad that he's really good. And he's one of the best ever at it. But I kind of decided, you know, that I also have this want to write and create my own material as far as awesome, I'm winning my fantasy football team. But I'm gonna text Dave here, but I have a where you at, Dave? Where you at? And I told Dave, I was like, you know, I also had this idea that I like to have this like art, creating this, like this like art that I like, and I'm kind of rambling here. I'm really bad at this, but and to write material and to do the scripted stuff. I like doing that. So improv isn't exactly, you know, my into the means on that. And I really had this like passion. Around that time period, you know, when I failed at my audition, and I didn't really fail. I just was worn out from, you know, hours of auditioning, you know, the day before, hours of auditioning. And so it kind of got to me, and also just the environment too. It's like a weird environment. It's like big, like, and it seemed like everybody knew each other. So it was like really difficult to like the room. I felt like the room was against me. And I also don't, you know, I don't know. And I left feeling like whole, like really bad about that. And then I went to Milwaukee and I was doing improv set with my group, Haha Men. Now, I got to be honest with you, and I'm going to be quite frank, is that I, again, felt like really disconnected from my group, but I really enjoyed performing with the people who were in Fish Sticks. And it was around that time period, Angela, I kind of just mentioned that I do my musical comedy thing, and she had seen it before, and that's another story that I'll get into here, but she had kind of seen it, and I had really kind of thought, oh, you know, I really like this art form of improv, but Angela told me that the favorite thing that she's seen me do was my musical comedy, and which was really bizarre because in November of last year I went up and I did the Little Drummer Boy showcase for you know, Dave at his church, and I didn't get a good, I performed there. I performed the song, you know, a couple songs there. And then I kind of shared a little bit of my testimony, and I was kind of gauging as to whether is this something that I could do? Is this something that people like? And I didn't really get that vibe. I kind of got the vibe of, you know, whatever, like, because I don't know. I didn't really get a good vibe from that. And then people just kind of, and then it turns out that, like, people really enjoyed it. And which is something that I did not sense from that. And maybe it goes back to, like, the spirit, like, of rejection that I have, that I kind of sometimes see when I, that I sometimes have. But I really got the vibe of not feeling good about what I do. And just thinking, okay, well, this is not an avenue I should go down. And I took that, and I remembered that. And I don't remember if I really, I'm trying to think of if I ever did that, like when I did that again. Because I think that I hadn't done that in a while. And I think that was probably the last time until like August that I had done that. I'm trying to think. It might have been like, because that was November, and then I saw Angela in May, and I don't think I had done it in between that time period. I think I had stopped doing that, figuring that, oh, that didn't really work. You know, time to go back to the drawing board. But the thing is that it did, and I didn't really know about it. So God has an interesting way of speaking, and he definitely spoke to Angela. And so I've now really tried to pursue that, and really tried to pursue that kind of art, because it turns out that a lot of people like it. And so I do a lot of comedy there, and I don't know. I think people like it. I think that it's something that and I'd like to share with you my song, and hopefully that you guys will. Let's see here. Let's see if it's in the. I'm waiting for Dave to come on. I don't know where Dave's at. Dave kind of just like. He said he would be done in a couple hours. I don't think he is. Where is that Ryan's Romance? Yeah, it's here. So I'm going to share it with you here. Yeah. Here it goes.
This goes out to all you lovebirds out there. Oh, girl, you make me happy, and I love you, my heart. My joy, my girl, you've got gorgeous eyes. Oh, girl, we will always be together forever. My girl, I love to make you smile. Oh, girl, you make my palms sweaty. Break out into hives. It's just an allergic reaction to loving you. My girl, my throat is swollen and I cannot breathe. Oh, girl, you give me heart palpitations and I need some medical attention right away. Dear God, my heart stopped beating. Oh, girl.
Girl,
yeah. I do anything for you, girl.
Anything, girl.
Just name it, girl.
Yeah, just name it, girl.
Like laundry.
Like
whatever, girl.
Picking
just,
up after trash.
So much.
Whatever.
Oh, girl, I'll make you breakfast in the morning. It'll be biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, I can't make
That's
anything.
That's all I know how to make.
Nothing else.
Biscuits and gravy, girl.
That's it.
Biscuits and gravy, yeah. Oh, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Words.
Nothing.
Can't
much, girl.
Anything, I'll do anything for you. Like clean,
oh, girl,
like vacuum, girl.
We will be together 24 hours, 7 days a week. I love you,
that's some fantastic stuff. I don't know. Hopefully you guys like that. Hopefully that they'll like that. Hopefully the people will like that. I don't know. I like it. Who knows? It's one of those things where it's like you do stuff and you don't. Is this good? Is this good? Is what I'm doing working? You don't know because you work on it so much. You don't really know. Who knows, man? Who knows? But I'm still waiting for Dave, man. Still waiting for Dave. Dave, where you at, man? Goodness, man. I am. I'm tired right now. That's like bad radio. Like, I was expecting Dave to be on by now. I was expecting to hold it down for at least like 5 minutes when Dave got on, and like he's not. And so we'll see. Who is this Power and Light post game? Oh my gosh, just crazy. Can you play in mute today in basketball for the first time in like 5 years? It's a huge rivalry. Not so much in. Yeah, it is. It's the border war, and I mean, unfortunately, both their football teams are garbage right now. KU being the worst football team in the country, but right now, I would say that, you know, they played basketball, and so I thought it was pretty good. I thought that I'm glad that they did that. I know KU has a big bug up their butt about, you know, Missouri leaving to go to the SEC, and that's, you know. I mean, that's Missouri did leave. They left the conference to go to the SEC, and now they still want to play KU, and KU's like, nah, we're good, man. Bill Self's like, nah, we're good. I think Bill Self runs the football program too. But it was a cool experience here in Kansas City today actually, where they had the first time that the first game that they played, and I heard it was like a really good game. I heard it was like a really fun experience, and that they really enjoyed it. A lot of the fans really enjoyed it from both sides. I think both sides represented themselves really well. I think Bill Self is still like not going to have them play non-conference for a long, long time, probably forever. So Bill Self retires, and then even after that, I think that they won't do that. They'll keep the tradition up, but it still was for charity today, and it still was a charity event, and I thought it was awesome. I thought that it seemed like it was a really cool experience. It seemed like that both of the teams represented themselves well, and it seemed that the people all enjoyed it, and I know Power and Light was really packed. It was sold out for an exhibition game here in Kansas City, an exhibition college basketball game. College basketball is huge in Kansas City. It's huge, because especially with this rivalry, it's huge. And the fact, like, KC is a great sports town, but I, for whatever reason, where the crap is Dave? But yeah, for whatever reason, I feel like that it. It's just something that I've had this kind of it was just really bizarre that they just like randomly said, hey, you want to play each other for hurricane relief? Yeah, sure, okay. That was like really random. So I don't know. I don't think that it's anything that is going to continue. But it seemed like it was a fun experience today. I just thought that they had the people there all seemed to kind of enjoy themselves, and it was a really cool experience. I wish I wasn't going to pay like $40 to watch that, though. Like, it was like $40 to watch it. I wasn't going to pay that. That was kind of bad. It was like for Hurricane, but it was still $40. That was like $40 that I wouldn't do that. Like, I don't even know if I'd pay for a ticket for $40 for a ticket. I don't know. I'd probably do that for tickets for that game. But like, that just seemed like it was like really, I don't know, like really weird. But again, I just want to cut this out. Oh, I'm going to cut this out. But who is this? People are like Facebook. I got off Facebook for a while, and it was a great experience. But then, like, I realized that, you know, I need to promote some of my stuff, and I have to go back on Facebook. You ever have that? Like, I don't want to be on Facebook. I don't like Facebook. I don't think that Facebook is productive. And I don't really feel like that I'm – the game froze. Okay. I don't know. I don't feel like the game froze. But here, again, I'm going to play my romantic song again. Check it out.
This goes out to all you lovebirds out there. And I love you, my heart, my joy, my girl, you've got gorgeous eyes. Oh, girl, we will always be together forever, my girl. And I break out in the hives. It's just an allergic reaction to loving you. My girl, my throat is swollen and I cannot breathe. Oh girl, you give me heart palpitations and I need some medical attention right away, dear God, my heart stopped beating. Oh, girl. Girl, I do anything for you, girl.
Anything, girl.
Just name it, girl.
Yeah, just name it, girl.
Like laundry.
Like
whatever, girl.
Picking up after trash.
So much.
Whatever.
Oh, girl, I'll make you breakfast in the morning. It'll be biscuits and gravy.
All right, I cut that short. I think Dave's gonna call us here in a little bit. Dave's gonna call in, man. Dave's gonna call in. Let's hope so. Let's hope Dave calls in. I think I messed up here because I know we're not on air. I know I messed up, and so hopefully he'll call in, man. Hopefully. But yeah, art is art, man. Art is art. This is the worst podcast. This is the worst. This is probably the worst show that I've ever done. One of the worst shows that I've ever done. Yeah, but hopefully, Dave. All right, I'm going to go in this. This has been terrible. Dave Ebert. Diamond Dave Ebert. I love you, Dave. DCGrad 2004 at hotmail.com. DC, I'm sorry. Check it. Mm-hmm. Says we're off air, though. This is going to suck. One of the worst shows ever. Ever. Bad radio. I'm looking on Instagram and like I'm looking at all the chicks that like never did me in high school and I'm just going, ah. I try to be nice. My sister-in-law like sets me up with these chicks who like she's like, oh, these people are gorgeous. And then, like, she'll send me a picture of them. And then it turns out that we have a different definition of gorgeous. And, like, she said, oh, she's a little large. But I was like, how much is a little, man? Goodness. Goodness, Dave. Let's hope that Dave can get in. But, yeah, like, that's just weird. I like being single right now, though. Like, I'm okay with that. What the heck? I'm okay with being single. Who is? Oh, I was like, my gosh, who's this? So they, like these, Facebook sends me like the weirdest people that like they think I should know, and I have no idea who they are. I have no clue who they are. Oh, man. All right, I'm ending this thing. This thing sucks.